You may remember the Supreme Court ruling this past summer involving Humberto Fernandez Vargas. Several years ago, the INS called Humberto for what he thought was a routine interview about changing his immigration status. Instead, he was arrested on the spot and deported to Mexico. He appealed that order. His case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he lost. We called Humberto's wife, Rita, right after the ruling. She was devastated.
It destroyed my family. I don't know what I'm going to do now. My son is just tore up in his bedroom. He just says, I love my daddy, Mom. I said, well, I don't know what to do. I said, I don't know. I said, maybe we should just end our lives. I said, and so put it on the government's head. You know, I don't know what else to say.
Recently, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro caught up with Humberto Fernandez Vargas in the state of Chihuahua. He lives there now and will be spending this Thanksgiving away from his wife and 17-year-old son. They live in Utah.
Humberto Fernandez Vargas remembers standing alone and terrified on the Mexico side of the border the day they deported him.
I just don't know what to do. I mean, you know, it was real bad. I mean, I was a stranger right here in this country.
He had no money, no friends, and a family he barely knew. 2 years on, he lives in a rundown house surrounded by a junkyard. Around him are the stark, mud-colored hills of his native town of Cuauhtémoc. He shows off his bedroom resignedly. It's dark and small, but neat. His clothes and cowboy boots are stacked in a corner.
Sometimes I go with my cousin, con mi primo. Domingo, just go to park and that's it.
Vargas often speaks in a mixture of Spanish and English, not really at ease in either now, though he says he at least feels comfortable enough to go to the park on Sundays these days, something he was scared to do when he first arrived. Everyone, he says, seemed so alien to him.
I feel real bad, you know, I was crazy, I was angry.
Now he spends his weeks trucking for apples at $10 a day and wondering what to do next.
I don't understand. I mean, sometimes I don't understand nothing at all, nothing. Like I said, sometimes I don't give a damn anymore. I just want to go home. I haven't seen my wife for more than 2 years.
Though he's now in his 50s, Fernandez Vargas' story begins when he was very young, leaving his hometown like many before him, heading north.
I say I was like 14, almost 15 years when I crossed the border. And I stay up there.
He confesses he was no saint in the early days. He eked a living across the country, boozing, and even landing in jail. He was deported three times, the last in 1981, and each time he returned back to the country which he began to believe was his home. He says his life took a different turn in the 1980s when he met his present wife. He says because of her, he became a changed man. They had a son. He opened a trucking business.
I never do nothing wrong now. Work, support my family, camping, fishing with my boy, like a human being. Nice.
So nice, in fact, that after he married Rita in 2001, he decided to file his papers and become a legal U.S. resident. He already had a legitimate Social Security card that he'd received in the 1960s, so for all intents and purposes, he could work without detection. His wife Rita begged him not to do it, he says. Why tempt fate, she asked him over and over. But
I applied because I was, you know, I always was afraid of being up there illegal because I know that I was illegal. Nobody knew about it, just myself. I always lied up there for a part of my life up there, lying to the people. And I was tired.
When he went to the interview, he was arrested on the spot, and he hasn't been home since then. The reason? A law that went into effect in 1997. It says that if an undocumented migrant has a previous deportation order, it can be reinstated. So Homeland Security reactivated Fernandez Vargas's expulsion order from 1981. His case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he lost. He's now barred from reentering the country. He sits alone with his regrets.
That is my biggest mistake, is I'm making my entire life, my whole life. Because, like I say, if I never applied for that stupid paper, I still could be home.
His wife and son, meanwhile, have been struggling. They almost lost their home, save for a fundraising campaign run by the local paper. Rita Fernandez spoke to NPR by phone from Ogden, Utah.
It's very hard. It's hard. I cannot keep my head above water. I feel like sometimes maybe we should give up, you know, but I keep going for my son's sake. My son doesn't deserve what has happened to him. It's not his fault.
as my boy, as my wife, and my boy, as the family right there.
Back in Cuauhtémoc, Humberto Fernández Vargas lives for the days when he can speak to his wife and son, twice a week, all they can afford. He doesn't know what to do now. Sometimes he thinks he should try and go back illegally. Other times he thinks he should hold on until his family come to him. His son is in his last year of high school, which is why he and his mother have stayed in Utah.
Always God help me, I thought. You know, I ask and pray God that they take me back to my family, I thought. And like I said, I will gonna go. Whatever happened, and get out of here. Go back and see my family, see what I can do up there.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.